Blog Talk Radio.
Co-host for tonight, Travis Wakeman from BleacherReport.com. How are you, Travis?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Got a lot to talk about tonight. I think we're going probably the full 30 minutes. So.
All right. Sounds good.
Just wanted to mention a few headlines first. Looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin is teasing a major announcement coming in the next couple of weeks. What do you think that announcement is, Travis?
Man, is it wrestling related, or has it got something to do with one of his outside projects?
I have no idea. They might schedule him for WrestleMania 32.
That's true.
Yeah, and what do you think of the new Tough Enough coming up?
I'm looking forward to it. I've always enjoyed the show in the past, so. I'm hoping it's a good turnout this time, and I'm hoping that whoever wins the show, you know, actually becomes successful afterwards.
Right, and the judges this year are going to be, for this season, are going to be Chris Jericho, Hulk Hogan, Daniel Bryan, and Paige.
Yeah, there's good choices just, there.
Yeah, I'd say, and very... very good resumes for all of them. The season is also going to include a Tough Enough app available for download on May 25th. Viewers can use the app to learn more about the contestants and vote in real time. And the eliminations will be on that episode, the same episode as they compete on.
Yeah, I think that gives the fans a good way to interact with the show, and I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, do the fans... Well, the fans kind of know what they want, but I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work out, but we'll see. And did you see Raw the other night, Travis?
I did.
I'm raving about that Sami Zayn match with John Cena for the U.S. title.
That was a good little spot for him to... make his first appearance on Raw.
Unfortunately, it looks like he got injured.
Yeah, I was just about to say the same thing.
And looks like Hideo Itami got injured too. They're saying 6 to 8 months for him.
I saw that. That's a big loss for the NXT viewers. He's been coming on strong down there.
Yeah, I like the... I like NXT. I just wish it was like a regular show on TV because I don't want to pay for the WWE network.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the network, and I think the network's a great deal, to be honest.
Although, in this month, May, I think it's going to be free.
I think I saw the same thing, yeah.
So I might check that out. Yeah, and a former world champion is returning over to TNA Impact tonight. They say he's not on the roster as a special guest referee in the Kurt Angle Eric Young title match. Who do you think it might be?
Boy, I'm trying to think of who that might be. I'm not even sure. I don't follow too much TNA, so.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
thinking maybe Goldberg.
Yeah, he did mention something about coming back to wrestling and specifically saying that it wouldn't be WWE, so that might not be a bad guess.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about who else it could be, maybe. I don't even know. We'll have to see at 9, 8 Central tonight on Destination America. How are the ratings on Destination America? I don't even know.
I don't think they're terrible, but you know, I don't think the I'm not sure if the station's even available in certain markets, so I don't think that they
it
can
isn't.
Be great either.
In my market, southwestern Connecticut, it is available, but you have to get a special package for it, I think.
Yep, that's how it works where I'm at too.
Yeah, and also wanted to send my condolences out to the Gagne family. Vern Gagne dying at 89 from, I think, Alzheimer's.
Absolutely.
The official diagnosis.
Yes, I echo that sentiment. He was, you know, obviously a true legend of the industry, so the wrestling world lost a great one there.
Yeah, he founded AWA, the American Wrestling Association, and pretty much to praise or to blame for the careers of Eric Bischoff, guys like Larry the Axe Henning, people like that,
mm-hmm.
Nick Bockwinkel. So a very good legend of the wrestling world passing away. And here's something for you. What do you think about Bob Backlund? Has he completely lost it? He did a heel promo at the funeral. Oh, God.
You know, I think Bob Backlund might have completely lost it a long time ago. He's obviously, you know, one of the better technical wrestlers that we've ever seen. But, yeah, he's a little out there.
A little bit, yes. I wouldn't say he's completely crazy, but he's acid sometimes.
Uh-huh. It reminds me of back when he did that whole gimmick where he was, you know, running for president or whatever. I think he had lost it at that point.
I think he ran for president. He's like, I'm running for president on the Republican ticket. I won't say anything about that because I don't want to mix my politics and wrestling. But
all right.
Let's see. Last week's highlights from Raw. I guess we'll go into that really quick. I didn't watch the full show. I just saw the Sami Zayn match.
Oh, okay.
But I'm trying to get some news about it. Rusev again says, I'm going to crush Cena.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think it's
else.
Becoming more and more evident that that's not going to happen.
I hope not. I'm very big into the USA gimmick.
Yeah. And you've got the wild card with Lana and whatever she's going on to next.
Right. And let me say the call-in number for any guests you want to call in, any people out there, 347-677-1018. That's 347-677-1018. So I didn't see the full show, so maybe you can recap it a little, Travis?
Well... Let's see, I remember the show starting out with New Day taking on the team of, Randy Orton and Roman Reigns, and obviously they played off the fact that Reigns and Orton aren't the best of friends, so New Day was able to use all three members of their little team there, and they got a huge win for themselves by beating Orton and Reigns.
What do you think of the New Day? They're not the strongest tag team in the world, I wouldn't say.
No,
I think the Hardys would win.
Sure. I think most of the tag teams that they currently have are better than them. But they have gotten over as heels, and they certainly play the annoying role pretty well. So,
yeah, definitely.
And, you know, and Kofi Kingston's always been one of the better athletes on the roster, so I don't have any problem with him getting a good push out of this.
Mm-hmm. And I see something. Did something happen between Orton and Rollins and Kane?
Yeah, they continued that little storyline. In fact, I think they may have done that on SmackDown too, with, you know, Kane playing both sides of it. Then obviously
loyalty lie. Kind of.
Right. And then they threw they gave Dean Ambrose a chance to get into a, you know, make it a fatal four-way at the upcoming pay-per-view Payback if he could beat Seth Rollins one-on-one. And, you know, obviously Ambrose ended up winning that match, so it's now a fatal four-way.
Talking with Travis Wakeman, my special co-host for the night from BleacherReport.com. What's going on the site, Bleacher Report, about wrestling, Travis? Let me ask you that.
Little bit of everything. You know, you can find out anything you really want WWE related on Bleacher Report. My current assignment is titled Missed Opportunities, and my most recent work was centered around Wade Barrett, or Bad News Barrett, I guess, becoming the King of the Ring.
He's now the King of the Ring, yeah.
But it was more directed at the fact that I think most fans would enjoy seeing King of the Ring return to a pay-per-view format. I know I would.
Yeah. In fact, let me ask you about NXT a little bit. I wanted to ask you about Samoa Joe and the possibility that he might go to NXT. I don't like that move.
Is that right?
I think he should go to the main roster. I think he just should go to the main roster.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have an argument with that if he did. But they've put a lot of, you know, established independent talent, such, you know, Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen, Finn Balor. They've made them all start out down there. But I agree with what you say. You know, if they put Samoa Joe straight on the main roster, I don't think there'd really be any grounds for complaining about that.
Yeah, the mentality of WWE seems to be, until you're here, you haven't done anything.
Yep, it always has been,
and you have to learn.
They've never really wavered from that.
And so Raw was a pretty good show last Monday, and we're ramping up to Payback, WWE Payback on the 17th. Wanted to get your thoughts and maybe some predictions on some of the Payback matches. John Cena versus Rusev, I Quit match for the U.S. Championship.
Yeah, I think we can both agree on the fact that John Cena is never going to say I quit. And I think Lana will end up playing a key factor in the match in Cena's favor. And I don't know how he'll go about getting Rusev to mouth the words I quit, but I definitely think Cena will win.
Yeah, I think there's a slim possibility that Rusev might win that, but I kind of think, you know, what The Rock did to Mankind back in the day, he recorded him saying, I quit.
Right.
He didn't actually say it. And he played the recording. I think Rusev might do something like that.
Yeah, that could always be a possibility.
Yeah, because John Cena's not going to quit on his own, I don't think.
No, that's just not in his build up.
And the other match announced so far, Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton versus Dean Ambrose, fatal four-way match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
For me, that just comes across as WWE putting up all these possibilities. You know, to me, it's typical WWE stuff, you know, following shortly after WrestleMania. I don't think Rollins is going to lose the title, whether it's in a one-on-one match or whether he's got to face 30 guys. So I think making it a fatal four-way is just their way of, you know, making it seem like there's a good chance he's going to lose, but I don't think he will. I think Rollins will hold the title until at least SummerSlam.
Yeah, we've got a few months until SummerSlam, so I think Rollins might win that, but I'd like to see Orton win.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think he's... Well, I think he's the strongest wrestler of the four. Roman Reigns is good. Dean Ambrose is good. I don't like Rollins as champion, though. It's kind of like, is he ready to be champion?
Yeah. I think he is ready to be champion. I mean, I think he's one of the better workers on the roster, and he held the money in the bank for quite a good amount of time, and I think it was really good the way they had him cash it in, the first guy to ever do so at WrestleMania. So the only thing I don't like about Rollins is the fact that he's got the J&J security, because that just makes him look weak.
Jamie Noble and Joey Mercury, right?
You're right.
That does make him look kind of weak. And I wanted to go into, I know you don't want, you're not big into TNA, but I've been watching it lately. And good match tonight. Mr. Anderson versus EC3. The fans picked a stipulation. Arm wrestling or false count anywhere, Travis?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm not sure why anybody would pick an arm wrestling match, so I think you know how that one's going to go.
False count anywhere. And they're
right.
Both doing this gimmick where they're like, I should be champion, and it's running for president kind of thing.
I see.
I'm declaring my candidacy kind of thing like that. And,
I see.
And a new women's stable debuted last week on TNA, The Dollhouse. Taryn Terrell turned heel.
Oh, wow.
And Gail Kim is teaming up with Awesome Kong to battle them, the three in The Dollhouse. I don't know the other people's names, their new women's wrestlers, but Taryn Terrell and the two others in The Dollhouse against Gail Kim and Awesome Kong.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping Taryn Terrell doesn't get her face ripped off, because I like her. I think she's really hot.
Now, being in there with Awesome Kong, it's a possibility.
Yeah, and Awesome Kong was Karma for a while in WWE and actually competed in a Royal Rumble.
Yeah, even eliminated somebody, if I remember right.
That might have been Beth Phoenix.
You could be right. I want to say Karma eliminated somebody, though.
All right. I think what I'm going to do now, because we have about maybe 10 minutes, 12 minutes, we might not go the full time, but I'm going to do a quick ad, and we'll come right back with Today in Pro Wrestling History, Travis.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, be right back. Hey, this is Matt Boland from Totally Wrestling. You've seen the action on Raw and Impact. Ever think about stepping between the ropes yourself? If so, I highly recommend the Main Event Training Center. Head trainer Pablo Marquez and his assistants will teach you everything you need to know about becoming a pro wrestler. If you think you have what it takes, then get started today. Call 954-548-5779 for more information, or just stop in at 701 Northwest 57th Court in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Tell them Maddie B sent you. The Main Event Training Center. See you in the ring. We are back on... Am I back? Yeah. We're back here on Totally Wrestling with your host with the most, Maddie B, Matt Boland, and we have Travis Wakeman, our special guest co-host tonight from BleacherReport.com. He does a good job over there. Travis, how are you again?
Doing well. Thanks again for having me.
Hey, no problem. I wanted to talk a little bit about, I've got some news about the show for you. I've been trying to get some guys from the wrestling scene for a show in about a week or so. I'm waiting on D'Lo Brown. He's out in Vegas, and I got a message from his contact, his assistant, yesterday saying he's going to let him know about my request, and he might come on the show in a couple weeks, so we'll see about that. We'll see if he can do an upcoming show. Also been in touch with Just Incredible, Sergeant Slaughter. Who else did I? Rob Van Dam. So maybe one of them can come on an upcoming show. That would be great.
That'd be excellent. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, who else was I? A couple other people. Yeah, I know Justin Credible is from here in Connecticut, and so is Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh.
From my area down here in southwestern Connecticut.
Well, I hope one of them agrees to do it.
Yeah, that would be great. And I've got a little today in pro wrestling history for you. Check this out, Travis. 27 years ago today, World-Class Championship Wrestling presented the 5th Von Erich Memorial Parade of Champions from Texas Stadium in Irving, Texas. And Kerry Von Erich won the World-Class Wrestling World Heavyweight Championship.
Kerry Von Erich, that sure brings back a lot of memories. I've always said he was could have been one of the best ever if he, you know, didn't leave us too soon. But Kerry Von Erich
was great. I think he was an Intercontinental Champion in WWE as the Texas Tornado.
He was. Yeah, he definitely was. Defeated Mr. Perfect to win it too.
That's a pretty good accomplishment there. Yeah. And
for
15 years ago today on Raw from Uniondale, New York, Chris Benoit defeated Chris Jericho by submission to win the Intercontinental Championship. Triple H was the special ref.
Interesting. I don't remember that match off the top of my head, but I'm sure it was a good one.
Yeah, Chris Benoit was definitely one of the best technical workers I've ever seen. It's just sad how he went. Sad and tragic.
Oh, there's no doubt. No doubt about it.
And 13 years ago today, NWA TNA started to get off the ground via press release from J Sports and Entertainment. I guess that was Jared's company. And they said, we're going to kick off June 19th, 2002.
Back when they did the weekly pay-per-view events.
Yeah. And let's see what else we got. 12 years ago today, Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect, released from WWE for his role in The Plane Ride from Hell.
Yep.
I guess he got into a confrontation with Brock Lesnar, and they came close to a plane, throwing him out the plane door or something.
Yeah, and that makes me think of, for anybody who might be listening and they would like a detailed description of that plane ride, you can find a great shoot interview on YouTube with Sean Waltman, otherwise known as X-Pac, who he'll tell you some stories that you just wouldn't believe from that plane ride.
Right. 8 years ago today on SmackDown, at a SmackDown taping, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, The Undertaker and Batista went to a draw in a steel cage match for the World Heavyweight Championship. Both men escaped the cage at the same time, and Mark Henry attacked Undertaker, leaving the door open for Edge, and Edge wins the World Heavyweight Championship by cashing in his Money in the Bank briefcase and defeating The Undertaker.
I remember that well. In fact, I want to even say I remember it happening in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania that night.
Right, a lot of historic moments in Pittsburgh. I like to watch the clip on YouTube of JR like kicking Michael Cole in neither regions on Raw and from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I don't think we could ever see enough of that.
And other things in today in wrestling. 7 years ago today, WWE released Tori Wilson, I think one of the best divas ever, the hottest divas ever, at least.
Yep.
And
I don't
5 years
think there'd be a lot of disagreement there.
Yeah. And 5 years, I don't like how she dated Alex Rodriguez. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, that did bring her down a few notches.
And 5 years ago, Ring of Honor presented Supercard of Honor 5 from the Manhattan Center in New York City. And the World Championship, the Ring of Honor World Championship main event, Tyler Black defeated Roderick Strong to retain the title. Pretty good World Tag Team Championship match, too. The Kings of Wrestling defeated the Motor City Machine Guns by disqualification.
Yeah, that would have been a great match to see, I'm sure.
Looks like Awesome Kong was in Ring of Honor. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's news to me as well.
Amazing Kong. Looks like the same person.
Yeah, hard to mistake her.
Right. big black woman. Not that I'm racist or anything, but it's hard to miss her. And Kevin Steen beat Colt Cabana. Austin Aries defeated Delirious. Daniels defeated Eddie Edwards. So some pretty cool stuff there.
Yeah, great talent on that card.
And speaking of some of the I wouldn't say the minor leagues, but AAA has a, down in Mexico, Lucha World Cup event, and TNA is sending Matt Hardy, Mr. Anderson, and Drew Galloway to Mexico to compete on May 24th.
That'll be very interesting. I love when they do the crossover stuff like that.
Yeah, that's cool stuff. I wish they would do more stuff like that.
Oh, for sure. Me too.
I don't think WWE versus TNA is going to happen for a while, but...
No, and even if it ever did, I'm sure WWE would find a way to butcher it like they did the Invasion.
Yeah, WCW and ECW versus WWE. They really butchered that one.
Well, it had the potential to be, you know, the greatest storyline in wrestling history, and it just wasn't.
Yeah, but there was, like, no Sting, no Goldberg, no Steiner.
Yeah, so that had a lot to do with it.
Didn't do anything. And, of course, no Jeff Jarrett, because the heat between him and Vince McMahon is, like, nuclear.
Mm-hmm.
And so any final thoughts, Travis, with about a minute and a half to go?
I just was wanting to get your opinion on this new angle that they've started up between Ryback and Bray Wyatt, two guys who seem to be underutilized, and I think it could be refreshing for both men. How about you?
Yeah, I haven't seen much of it lately. But that does sound like a pretty good matchup, a good push for both guys. I like Ryback, but a little bit, I don't know, I like him about the same. I like Bray Wyatt is a great heel.
Absolutely, and I think he needs to go over in the feud because, you know, he's dropped a few matches lately, and he needs something to build him back in the other direction.
Did you hear about this German guy WWE just signed? I forget his name. I have it somewhere. But I'm thinking him and Cesaro could be a good tag team.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about him, honestly, but I mean,
yeah,
I think just about...
NXT right now.
I think just about anybody can team up with Cesaro. I mean, he's one of the best talents they've got, and I love what he's doing with Tyson Kidd right now.
I'd push him in the Big Show right now.
Big Show, huh?
Yeah, Andre the Giant Memorial winner.
Right.
I just think they need to do a little bit more with him. What do you think?
I think Big Show is just, he's been around so long, and he's just, you know, he's had, seems like 50 face and heel turns. He just doesn't interest me, and he hasn't for a long time. But not taking anything away from the guy's talent, he does his job well.
Yeah, well, that and the acting, he's doing a new film with Dean Cain. That's pretty much all he can do. I mean, what else is there for a big guy like him?
Right.
And I think we're about done, Travis, so I'm going to hit my theme music. And thanks a lot for coming on the show again, Travis.
I appreciate it, Matt. Thank you.
Oh, no problem, man. We'll be back again sometime either next week or the week after, because I'm taking a little vacation down to South Florida. But we'll be back again with another edition of Totally Wrestling. Thanks, everybody. See you later.